Network.
All right, we'll take a segment or two of calls for you coming up in the next segment with Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, and when we enter the next break, I'm going to play a promo for the Chris Matthews documentary. They air these things sometimes 20, 30 times, usually more than 15, they told me. He only makes a couple documentaries a year, so this is going to be hyped and aired over and over and over again, sometimes aired multiple times daily. And in just a 30-second promo, who do they go after? Myself and Rand Paul. They are not going to stop. And, of course, the Nightline has been down there to interview us. And Bob Chapman, Nightline has gotten so asinine that they ran a piece, well, ABC Nightly News did, the same guy who was here for Nightline, the anchor of ABC Nightly News, was here. And this individual, Dan Harris, was... Well, he's so delusional that even when I'd show him clips of world leaders calling for a global government, he would say, well, that's not the global government you're talking about. And he also ran a piece on the Nightly News the last weekend where they imply that if you believe man-made global warming isn't real, you're a Nazi. So they really are overusing this race thing, which I think is great because it doesn't work anymore, Bob.
No, it doesn't. Not in America, that's for sure. I mean, there's racism all over the world. You know, people in one section of France don't like the people in another section of France, and they all happen to be the same religion and the same color. But it just doesn't work. People have got savvy to it. And I think a good part of that is because of the successes of the civil rights movements since the late 1950s. And so you're right. They're playing the wrong cards.
But, I mean, just you come out and you say, I don't want government-run health care, and then they call you a racist. I mean, it's just Rand Paul's poll numbers have gone up in the week of demonization in all the major polls except for the fake George Soros one. And with the fake poll, I noticed it got picked up by The Hill and other newspapers to create the illusion, oh, see, he's a loser, trying to use that groupthink of others to go, well, I better not vote for him. He's a loser now. That's a mind game, and I think people are growing up past that.
Well, I think they are as well. And I think that when they interview you, and they don't interview me because they can't find me, when they do interview you, just tell them. It's terrific. I mean, do what you want to do because all you're doing is killing yourself. But I'm happy. Do it. Because we want you to. Because we want you to be unsuccessful. You're not going to stop us. No matter what you think. There's too many of us.
Well, I mean, the public's been lied to millions of times. We've caught the politicians lying. And I'm noticing all of these iconic individuals we interview, whether it's Ron Paul or Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or anybody, they're all a lot more hardcore now. I mean, Roberts comes right out with everything. It's on purpose. The whole government's criminal. It's world government. Yes, it's all true. 2 years ago, he wasn't going half that far. You take Ron Paul. He now gives speeches and says, we've had a CIA coup. They're bringing the drugs in, you know, when he gets up and gives a speech. So, I mean, you know, people are just saying, you know what, I'm done playing games, you criminal government, you criminal corporations that have been built up around it, we're not going along with you anymore. It's over. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. You want to come kill me? Come try. Well, you know what, I mean, I go back to junior high when bullies were beating me up a lot. It was even before junior high. It was like when I was like 11, 12 years old. And suddenly I just learned it was better just to go absolutely ape and fight back, even if the kid was 3-4 years older. And you know, that you don't care anymore. Somebody starts a fight and you're like, great, let's go. You know, I don't care how big you are. I'm going to stomp your guts in. And I think it's that fighting spirit we're getting back, Bob.
I think you're right. It's that that burning candle, that light in the darkness that's illuminating everything.
We'll be back with Bob Chapman, one more segment, your phone calls, and I'm getting into a bunch of other news and the globalist eugenics operation. We'll come out of this break with a clip from the new MSNBC propaganda brainwashing piece. Stay with us.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
A message from the Tea Party. We've come to take our government back.
There's a rising tide on the right.
I think the government's too big.
Voiced not just by extremists, but by recruits from the neighborhood.
Our president is a liar.
The Tea Party is determined to take power. What does that mean for America?
We are in deep, Karen. Deep.
I'm Chris Matthews with a hard look at the rise of the new right.
Premieres June 16th at 7 on MSNBC.
Now, they shot interviews with me about 3 months ago. They said it was coming up in April. That's when I believe they were going to launch their demonization campaign to the Patriot movement. You've seen it start. And they're now launching their nationwide movement against Rand Paul because they know that he's in position to easily win the presidency in 2012 if he wins the Senate. Rand Paul is, or his father, as Salon and others have pointed out. And so they know they can't beat him in Kentucky if people donate and support the campaign. They're afraid of a Tea Party type candidate nationwide. And you hear Matthews, what does it mean? They want to take power like they're revolutionaries and it cuts to guys with guns. Well, in America, the people do take power in the political process. We are the people. We are the government. But they're trying to act like it's just incredibly horrifying and, oh, so dangerous. And there's all these specials on HBO and PBS and MSNBC and CNN coming out with yours truly, as you saw me in the promo. I mean, how dare I say we're going into deep tyranny? How dare we say Obama's a liar? I've got a bunch of mainstream, even liberal articles today where they admit, okay, there are death panels. Okay, they are going to ration care. Well, they said they were. I mean, you know, the stinking insurance companies wrote the bill. Bob Chapman.
Boy, that really capsulizes it. Plus, the is a 14 or 19, one or the other, increases in taxes. And I can assure you, they are going to use euthanasia. First, you'll be offered the option. And then, if you don't accept it, care will be withheld. And that's a big thing, because in the last year and a half of life, about 80% of a whole lifetime of medical bills comes due because you're ill. And they want to do away with that, so they do away with the subject. And then that's a very, very important part of what I call a euthanasia bill.
And we know Northern European countries already do this. We know Tom Daschle, who wrote the bill, wrote a book admitting it. We've got the White House Chief of Staff's brother, who's on the board, saying you don't deserve health care.
That's right. There's a usefulness to people that ranges from perhaps 22 to 62. And after that, you're useless unless you keep on working. And people seem to think that it's a great idea being retired at 50 or 55 or 65. I can't think of anything more deplorable, but that's not the point. I mean, right now in Greece and in Spain, they're fighting over, I don't want to have to retire at 62 or 65. I like the old rules when I can get out at 50. I mean, what can they be thinking of? The idleness of the body and the brain, because they don't have enough funds to be able to live the way they want to, unless they want to get another job.
Well, that also plays into the banker's plan to get the countries deep in debt when you've got all these people wanting to retire at 50. It's just incredible. Let's go to some phone calls. Don in Hawaii, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Bob. I got a two-part question about gold and inflation.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm wondering that this. I'd just like to have somebody explain. But doesn't to me it seems like gold might be overvalued or at least fairly valued when you consider that it's gone up 30 times since 1971 when it was about $40. And it's gone up about 4 to 4.5, 5 times in the last 10 years since 2000. But prices of goods and services, and I can't think of any prices of anything that's gone up even nearly that much in either one of those, you know, since 1971 or since the last 10 years.
Well, I'd like to comment on this. Hold on, Don. We're going to hold you if we need to, but I want to get his take. But look, we're talking about versus the currency. Since 1913, the dollar, according to most economists, has lost 97 cents. Others are now saying more like 98 cents of its value. We had no inflation up until about 1900 in 150-something years of this country. And then since then, we've had 97 or more percent reduction in the dollar. So versus the currency, gold should be $2,400, $2,500. That's what all the mainline economists say. And so, yeah, you've seen gold run up quite a bit, and they tried to keep a few staples down, but if you don't see automobiles, fuel, a cup of coffee when I was a kid was a nickel, now it's $1.50. I think you're looking at cooked inflation numbers, and they cooked those. Bob, give them your take.
Well, the figures you've given are correct, and it is around $2,400, and that's the inflation rate officially since 1980. Now, what is the unofficial rate, the real rate? Because in 1980 and then onward, they Mickey Moused all the figures. They keep on changing them. The levels of comparison change. You have things in there like the birth-death ratio, which I'm sure the gentleman probably doesn't know what it is. And all of these things that distort things. And so the real rate of inflation since 1980 should put gold somewhere between $7,100 and $7,500 an ounce. And I'm not the only one who's saying that.
Well, let's expand on that, though. They say we've got 9.8 unemployment, and every private firm out there says it's 22 to 23%. So, again, I mean, Don, qualify your question or flesh it out. I mean, what exactly are you asking here?
Well, okay. Like you said, that's against the dollar, the currency. Well, you know, prices of goods and services are priced in the currency. And I'm saying, you know, don't even look at any inflation figures or anything. That doesn't even matter. I'm just saying that in those two time periods, the last 10 years, gold up four times. Since 1971, gold up 30 times. Prices of things priced in the currency aren't up that much. I mean, a car, a cup of coffee, a haircut doesn't cost four times what it cost 10 years ago. So I don't understand. I mean,
that's because they artificially held gold down more earlier, so it's made most of its gains to get closer to where it should be in recent history, Bob.
That's true. But the alternative is, why are people paying $1,200 an ounce for gold? You know, it was only a few years ago that people would say to me internationally that the Indians from India, who own about one-third of the gold on the face of the earth, they would never pay over $600 an ounce. I just get figures today. I got them right in front of me. The Indians and the Chinese, their consumption of gold is just gone crazy. They're buying at $1,200 an ounce and loving it. What do they know that we don't know?
Well, they know it's a real valued commodity that's had 6,000 years of value. And we're not saying it's our Lord and Savior. We're just saying compared to a bunch of fiat currencies, gold is going to go up. And I've been saying that for 12 years on air, and I've been, you know, proven right. I mean, I've been promoting gold for 12, 13 years of my 15 years on air, because quite frankly, the first 3 years, I didn't know much about gold. And I mean, has it been borne out? Absolutely. You know, could they do some kind of new Mickey Mouse thing and drive it down? Maybe for a time. But all the rules of history and fiat currency show it's going one place in the overall time frame, and that's straight up, like Mount Everest is straight up. But, I mean, Don, if you disagree, tell us why.
No, I don't disagree. I just can never get an answer to that question. I mean, how come prices haven't at least kept pace with gold? I mean, that'd be like they've been artificially kept down, inflation kept the price down, not of gold, but of cars and haircuts and cups.
Well, Bob, I don't know. You know, I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but I've seen the numbers in the past. I mean, aren't most of the inflation numbers completely cooked? Everybody knows.
Right now, inflation's 8%. And they're not going to tell you that. In fact, they were showing a minus figure, if you can believe that, the other day in the CPI. I mean, what do they think? We're stupid? I mean, that's why we have an outside figure other than the official figure since 1980, because we compile those numbers. But I think the bottom line here is for 7 years now with the dollar and for about 5 years with all other currencies, every single one of them have fallen against the value of gold because they're all fiat currencies, with the exception of the euro, which is in serious trouble.
And they're all being debased.
They have about 7% backing. What was that?
They're all being debased.
They're all being debased. Why? Because people don't have any faith in them. Because the debt that has been incurred by governments, individuals, corporations, is staggering, to say the least.
All right, let me bring this up.
Be paid off.
Let me bring this up, Bob. I want to hold you for one more segment to talk to Steve, Ralph, Eddie, Truth Patriot, and a few others. But this Telegraph article, U.S. money supply plunges at 1930s pace as Obama eyes fresh stimulus. So they pump trillions and trillions in, but then they're telling us they're reducing the money supply. So what, are they hoarding it all for the banking institutions to consolidate power and then really not pumping any of it into the economy?
That's right. And the Federal Reserve will not tell you in like a new swap agreement how much money they're going to use. The last swap agreement, which ended in February, was about 15 months. They used $583 billion. They never told us whether they ever got the money back or not. We can't believe what's on their books because we can't audit them. Oh, sure, they put out one statement, but that's not good enough.
Bob, do one more segment with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Infowars.com, internationalforecaster.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Don in Hawaii. I mean, it's an interesting question. I just don't think he was getting what we were saying. The currency has been massively debased. Some products are still cheaper than they should be, even though the currency's been debased by 97% plus, because the world still takes dollars as the world reserve currency, and so energy is denominated in it, and so is widgets from China and India and Mexico, and so that does create a financial illusion over some of the currency destruction. Correct, Bob Chapman?
It does, and that's why the price of gold in all currencies has been appreciating for the last 5 years, and particularly for 7 years in the U.S. dollar. And, you know, this fight, deflation versus inflation, has been going on for 7 years. We've had inflation because the Federal Reserve has created more money in credit than was necessary because they didn't know exactly how much to create in order to subdue the underlying deflation, which was caused mainly by the fallout in the real estate industry, not only in America, but in other
countries. That's right. Some of it is masked because Main Street is dying even while you have debasement of the currency, which should generate inflation.
I got a phone call the other day. I called somebody on their cell phone in Las Vegas. They were going in to get a cup of coffee, and the man said to me, you know, the coffee shop is the only place left open. There's 15 other establishments that are closed.
Yeah, I was in Vegas. Joe Rogan had me out there to watch a fight last year, and it was already business was down by 50%, the taxi drivers told me, going to the hotel. And I talked to everybody else, you know, because I don't gamble, so I'd be over there eating an omelet at the restaurant, looking at the casino, and I just talked to everybody, and they just said it's dead. And now the word is Las Vegas is imploding.
I think it's going to become a semi-ghost town. And I think the people, when they had the largesse, the credit card, whatever, to go out and spend more than they should, they didn't mind being cheated. And that's exactly what Vegas is. The odds are in their favor. And when you try to level the odds, they throw you out. I know. I've been there. I get thrown out as I was a professional card counter. And you know, so why would anybody want to go there anymore and do that? And that's what's happening. And it's not only Las Vegas. It's all the gambling emporiums in the world.
Yeah, it's totally rigged. You know, for like a couple of, I think it was like half a year in college or something. I forget the whole story. My wife was in college in Florida, and she worked at a bar that was for like old people, and they had, you know, prizes for blackjack. It wasn't actual gambling, but, you know, in between serving drinks, you know, she'd deal blackjack. So the few times I've been around her where there is a blackjack table, she always starts winning, and then guys in suits come over and start looking and start getting mad just because she's dealt blackjack and knows how to win. I mean, these places are completely rigged.
That's right. And that's wrong. And in the early 1960s, Professor Thorpe, I wrote a book on the subject, which I read, and I was a fast study. And so, and I didn't live far from Las Vegas, so I went out over and used it very successfully. He now manages and has managed money for some years. But you can see the synergy between the two. Gambling's gambling.
That's amazing. Let's jam in one call, and I'll come back with more calls after Bob leaves us. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air.
I'm referencing now two articles, one from Der Stern and the other one from Tagesspiegel. And they talk about the disagreement of Geithner. Geithner is in Berlin or was in Berlin in the last 24 hours, and he's trying to foist a plan of more borrowing on Deutschland, and Wolfgang Schäuble is resisting this. Now, Geithner does not like the German propositions of prohibiting, what do they call that? When you sell, you predict a loss.
Derivatives.
Shorting. Shorting.
We're almost out of time. Let me get a comment from Bob Chapman. Yeah, Germany, at least on the surface, I saw an article he wrote about this, has put some rules in to stop the wolves coming in and trying to destroy their country. Comment on that in the last 30 seconds.
Naked shorting. When you short, you have to have a collateralized piece of paper or a thing to offset the shorting process. It's part of the rules. And they're naked shorting. They, the professionals, speculators, are doing it without collateralization. Now, the bottom line is it's illegal. It's wrong. Derivatives are not collateralized. They should be done away with. But the bankers don't want to do that because if you do, the whole system will implode at the wrong time. They want to implode it at the right time. And I hope the Germans don't bend on this. I hope they stick to their guns.
Folks can get a free copy of the International Forecaster, internationalforecaster.com. We'll talk to you soon, Bob. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you all.
I'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Okay, I want to continue with some of your phone calls and then get more into eugenics and some other little notes I've written here that I want to discuss. Maybe I should just wait till Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We will be live, even though the holiday's coming up, with the abbreviated Sunday broadcast I've been doing now for 3 years. Been in this time slot for 13 years, but on the air for 15. It's just amazing. I also want to encourage listeners out there who have just tuned in to go to InfoWars.com or the online video bookstore and to get films like Don't Tread on Me, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the three newest films we're offering, two of which I produced, one of which I directed, because you may know all about the New World Order. You know, you've got a master's degree in it, a lot of you that have been listening to this show and other shows and doing your own shows or blogs for many years. You know, some of you have more knowledge than I have in some areas. I've got more knowledge than some of you in other areas. We're all learning together. But the lady down the street, your boss, your neighbor, your employees, they don't know. They don't know. They may know about states' rights and the Second Amendment, and that's good. They may know about big offshore corporations. They may know politicians are lying to them. But they can't even begin to know that it's on paper that a world government's been set up and that they want to basically carry out world population reduction and how the banking cartels control the planet. It is so important to educate people now. And the power of you, the people, getting the Obama deception or Invisible Empire or Fall the Republic and making copies of them and giving them to your state house members and giving it to local doctors and your rabbi or your pastor or your imam or your, I don't know what the animus worship, to your rock. You could bring, you're an animist, you could bring the DVD to the rock. I'm sorry, I'm being sarcastic. The point is, we need to reach out to influential people with the truth of what's going on. I mean, I've proven there's FEMA camps. I've proven they're training to confiscate our guns 100% in The Rise of FEMA, the new film. We prove there's a world government being set up and then it's authoritarian and undemocratic in Invisible Empire. It's all available at InfoWars.com. And, yes, your purchase funds the news websites, the radio show, the future films, the TV program I'm setting up and developing. It, I mean, we built our own studio. It's, I've got to do a tour of that in the next week, shoot some video, show you what we've built. You know, the building's done from an empty warehouse. Now I've got to fund putting all the equipment in. So your purchases of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the materials also funds our operation. So InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 to call and ask about the free film deals and discounts and combo deals we have as well when you call. Okay, let me run through a few headlines, and I'm going to go to Eddie, Dan, Truth Patriot, Dean, and Eric, at least those calls. Rise of the New Right, MSNBC documentary cites Alex Jones, Rand Paul as extremist. It's a Steve Watson article. It's up at GCNlive.com, and it's got the trailer for the TV show coming out where they really demonize the American people and imply that wanting to take your country back is somehow terrorist. But what do you expect from Chris Matthews? He says you're a racist if you're against the government running your health care. Do whatever they say or they'll call you a racist. Just hand those guns in. Things will be much better. They want to take care of you. They're really loving liberals. They're not even liberals, folks. These are control freak psyop individuals trying to make you feel guilty to give up your freedoms. Important article also up on GCNlive.com. Ron Paul defends Rand against concerted corporate media attack. He says, it sure didn't take long for the entire establishment to attack my son Rand in the days after he won the Kentucky Senate primary. And he goes on to say, as I left Kentucky last week, I was both happy for Rand and anxious for what I knew would be coming at him soon. But it came sooner than even I feared. It's like when he was trying to get back in Congress in 96, they got on air and said, Ron Paul wants to give cocaine to children. I remember the TV ads. And I had him on in 96, and he explained that wasn't the case. He was for drug decriminalization. And he explained how under alcohol prohibition, alcohol use tripled. Poisoning increased. The police became corrupted. Just like China finally had to legalize opium to kick the British out because the British were coming in with it illegal and making all the money and overthrowing their country. And he talks about the mainstream media has gone into all-out warfare against Rand, beginning with 24 hours of repeating outright lies about him. And again, they're trying to demonize the entire Liberty Constitution Tea Party movement with Rand. And it's not going to work if we stand up and tell the truth. So you can read the rest of that article. He says now he is under all-out attack. And he goes on to say they are scared and they should be scared. We are taking this country back. So you can read all of that up there at GCNlive.com. And you know what? Again, I meant to get to this. And so I will in the last 5 minutes of the show. But I can't do justice in just 5 minutes, so I'll cover it. But I promise I'm going to spend at least 1 hour on super vaccines that literally reprogram your brain. I know that sounds science fiction. It's 2010, folks. On the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll cover other news as well. But here's another one on Rand Paul. Daily Kos releases dubious poll to undermine support for Rand Paul. And then it just goes over the fact that other polls show him with a 25-point lead. It was only 20% a week and a half ago when he won the primary for the Senate in Kentucky. But Rasmussen, which is probably the one of the best, if not the best outfit, and our article goes over the fact that independent groups have shown that Rasmussen has quote, the least house effect, meaning whatever political party funds them, that's the response they give you. And that the worst house effect out there is this group that Daily Kos commissioned. And they put out a bunch of other ridiculous polls that have turned out to be completely upside down. And so they're saying, oh, he's going to lose. He had a 20-point lead. It's only 3-point lead now. Meanwhile, Rasmussen shows he went from 20 to 25. He's gaining. Here's an example of it. We have Infowars.com polls a couple times a week, and you might get 10,000 people, you know, that chime in, and it's normally a patriot response. I can always look at the poll, and it doesn't show you the results till you vote. You only vote once, and when you vote, I mean, we had a poll 2 weeks ago, will Rand Paul win? 90%+ said yes, because they could see the polls. But let's say you have a Second Amendment poll. Asking you a question, do you think Illinois should be banning, all the firearms and saying you're going to go to prison if you own any, as this new legislation proposes? You'll get 99% in a vote, of say 7,000 voters. You'll have 6,000, 90 plus. And I'm just throwing out dead reckonings from things I've seen in the past on my website, where 99% of the people or more are pro Second Amendment. Well, that's a house effect. Obviously, when you put a poll on Infowars.com, you're going to get a sampling, a view of what people visiting the site think. And most of them are like-minded people. Well, it's the same thing. You go to some socialist big government polling agency, and you go get a poll. I'm surprised it doesn't say that Rand Paul's losing by 1,000 points. There isn't 1,000 points in the spread. It's 100. But let's just say he's losing by 1,000,000 points. How about 1,000,000,000,000? And that's designed to do one thing. That is designed to get weak-minded people to read that poll that's getting national attention right now and think, oh, boy, he's losing. That's it. He lost his momentum. It's over. I better not vote for him. I'm weak-minded. I'll go with who I think the winner is. I'll go out to the coffee shop and talk trash about Rand Paul now. I was his supporter. That's how they always do it. I told you, Obama is the heir apparent. He will win. No one can stop him. And his polls go up. Not that McCain would have saved you either. They had it fixed at multi-levels. But it created that presumption that, oh, you can't win. But see, people are now in tune with this type of brainwashing. So that's why I've been belaboring and babbling about that point. Let's talk to Eddie in Tennessee. Eddie, thanks for holding her on the air.
Well, I'm really excited there. I've never been able to get through before. Matter of fact, I started not to even call. I was going outside to feed my dog. And I thought, well, what the hell? I'll go ahead and try, even though
I don't know. Well, you're on, Eddie, and we love to hear from you in Tennessee.
Well, I tell you what, you have a tremendous following here in Memphis. I'm with the Oath Keepers and Campaign for Liberty, and I'm old enough to be your pappy, so I've been in this old battle a long time, and I really look up to you, and we get a lot of our information from you that we spread out as the gospel.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I appreciate that, Eddie. What station are you listening to us on in Memphis?
WLRM AM 1380. As a matter of fact, we have a little program ourselves here, and I co-host every now and then,
Good.
I'm the oldest guy here, but I'm the wildest, and they kind of reel me in. They're always worried about that. I'm going to say something and get us
kicked off. Well, the Revolutionary War, we had 85-year-olds out slaughtering redcoats. The older, the better.
You better know it, fella. As long as my trigger finger worked, I'm in good shape, but I think I'm going to change my name from the Bombardier to Bullhorn Miller. I've been wanting to get me a bullhorn. I know you have a lot of people listening to you right now. We go into your site, Infowars.com. We get a lot of our information on there. I use your stuff all the time. But I guess I cut to the chase. We hear about these Bilderbergers and all these folks that run the world, like old Bill Gates, and I've always preached this, and I get in trouble for it, even with our own little radio station. I say we go for the head of the snake. Well, why should we fight the body of a 28-foot snake? Well, we know who the head is. We know it's the Rockefellers, the Bill Gates, the Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, this corrupt English bureaucracy. I think we should make their life a living hell where they can't. And we've done this here in Memphis. We have a couple of corrupt United States senators, Bob Corker, Lamar Alexander, Marsha Blackburn, who's a United States congressman. They're as corrupt. They make the mafia
look like that. Well, let me say this. You just look, as long as it's legal and lawful, that's good. The issue is it's like shark teeth. You've got these kingpins, but the system is so big, you've got to dismantle the big government, because let's say we sent all these guys to prison. That would send a message, and it was done legally and lawfully, to scare off the other crooks. But if we didn't dismantle the system as well as sending them to prison, other criminals would step into their shoes and control the levers of power. Also, people who call for violence, which I know you're not doing, once the violence starts, then those of us that are opposing them can have violence used against us. And that's why they've always in war had the rule of don't go after women and children. It's not because people were wimps 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago. They said keep the kids and the women out of this because men aren't worried about dying as much as, you know, they are about their kids getting killed. So I'm never for messing with the elite's families, never for messing with their kids because I don't want mine messed with. And we're trying to fix things peacefully. They actually know we're waking everybody up, so they've been trying to create a violent uprising so they can nip us in the bud, but I don't see that happening. But yeah, go to their public events, go to everywhere they are, speak out, get in their face, and I mean, what are some of the other things you're doing?
Yeah, now, unfortunately, I wasn't at the event, but I know some of my people that, in Campaign for Liberty, back there around the Christmas season, when the, you know, when the carolers are going around, we have some people, like, I won't name who, but I know them real well. They went to Lamar Alexander's house, if I'm not mistaken, and stood outside his house, handing out leaflets, telling people what kind of a slimeball he was. You know, Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker, the United States Senators in Tennessee, have done everything they can to...
No, I agree with you, and that's what the Sons of Liberty and the Committees of Correspondence for really 15 years or more... They did things even more, you know, than that to people. And I think that's the way to go. I mean, I think that it's good to hand out leaflets. It's good to bullhorn them. It's good to get really aggressive because they're the ones that have put hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt per American citizen. Like I saw on the news the other day, every American owes $109,000 to the national debt. Just a few years ago, it was like $20,000. So it's exponential ramping up. Well, I mean, that's violent to put that debt on us so these bankers can have billion-dollar bonuses apiece. That's criminal. That's robbing us. And so you better believe we need to get in their face and tell them to stop. But that $109,000 that I saw in the AP, I think it was just yesterday, or it was $107,000, I forget the exact number. In fact, pull up, Google the amount owed by each U.S. citizen on national debt. I saw it yesterday but didn't get to it, guys. Try to pull that before the show ends. Thanks. Because I want to be exact. It was $107,000 or $109,000. Maybe it was 119. I can't remember now. But the point is that was only what's currently owed, not all of the added debts. But I appreciate your call, Eddie. Very interesting points. Yeah, it's time to get aggressive. It is time to get aggressive with these people. They get aggressive with us. They want to intimidate us. They want us to think they've got all the power and we're puny and pathetic. No, it's time to get in their face. You see some globalist eating dinner? Go over and, you know, tell them what you think of them. You see some New World Order servant doing something, let them know. You see police in your town that you think have been out of control, march up there with a video camera when they're sitting around in a coffee shop and go in and say, officers, I don't appreciate what you've been doing. But good officers, find out who they are. Like I see a cop changing somebody's tire, some woman or some man, which you used to see a lot. You don't see it much. I'll thank them. I'll write down their car number and call their supervisor and tell them that they did a good job. They're probably going to get fired for it, though, actually. They're like, you're out there to write tickets on this scum slave. You're not there to change their tires. But sorry, let's go ahead and talk to Dan in California. I'm ranting now. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good, buddy.
I wanted to thank you and Bob for being such truth tellers for so many years. Your hard work is just inspirational. I'm a member of We Are Change out here in California and Freedom Force International. I had a quick question for you about a man. You guys earlier talked about other truth tellers like Anthony Hilder and Eustace Mullins. Have you ever, do you know much about John Coleman?
Yes, I've interviewed Coleman 3 or 4 times many years ago out of England. And he's written stories about the Club of Rome and Trilateral Commission, and he's a good analysis. And I think the last time I heard to interview him, like, is he still alive?
I think he is. He has his Coleman300.com is his website, and he has a World in Review magazine. It's bimonthly. He still has his website up.
Well, let's get him on. I think You know, I don't want to mix this in with other guests because it's been so many years, but I think I tried to get him on like 5-6 years ago and he was said I'm ill or something, but maybe that was somebody else named Coleman. But yeah, no, he's the guy that writes about the Committee of 300 and Club of Rome and all that. That's a good idea. Let's get John Coleman back on. Anything else, Dan?
Yeah, well, a personal request for you. I live in California and I'm a major supporter of Shailene Nightingale. You may not have heard of her, but would just consider maybe having her on your show like you had Deborah Medina. Just consider it.
Sure. I mean, is she running for Congress?
No, she's running for governor of the state of California. She's the Constitution Party candidate. She's Chuck Baldwin is endorsed her. You go to her website, www.nightingale.
Yeah, I've seen her name a few times, and you just said governor. Why was I saying Congress? Yeah, I'll look into that. I appreciate that. A lot of times I stay out of state politics because if I start endorsing a candidate and they do something I don't like, I'm not allowed to say I don't appreciate it because I don't have a free speech. I'm being sarcastic. But I appreciate the call, Dan. Let's go ahead and come back. And I said I'd get into the Bill Gates thing, so I'll briefly do that. Then I'll try to jam in a few more phone calls. And then I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Chris Patriot, you're on the air, calling from Jersey. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex Jones? First thing I want to do is wish you and your family happy Memorial Day. You know, I wish you guys the best. I hope you have some fun, barbecue, you know, have a good old time. My question's about Obama. He's been in office 19 months now. One of his campaign promises is that he would bring home all the troops in 16 months. He's actually expanded the wars in Afghanistan. There's been more troops that have been dying per month since he's been in office.
Well, that's all true, but let me stop you. You fell victim to a tactic they used, though. You got involved in the middle of the lies, because there's so many, it's a confusion tactic. He said he would bring all the troops home immediately. Then he said over 90% of the troops within 6 months. Then part of the troops in 16 months. Then 21 months. Now they're saying they're looking at bringing some home by the summer. And so it's the lies are far worse. Sorry, go ahead.
They keep pushing it back and changing it and lying more and more. And I just wanted to ask your analysis of, you know, two questions, really. One, he's missing out on Arlington National Cemetery. He's not showing up this year. Instead, he's going to go on vacation and go do a smaller event just to get the press off of him. But he's not going to Arlington National Cemetery, even though he's expanding the wars. I just wanted to make that.
Your phone cut out, but yes, sir. They don't even show the coffins on TV. So it's just the forgotten wars. Yeah, there's guys dying over there every day. Just forget about it. Yeah, we're growing the opium. Yeah, we put out fake WMD reports. Yeah, the Al-Qaeda tapes are fake. Yeah, just, you know what? Just sit down and shut up. I will cover this in detail on Sunday, but here's the actual printout. Gates Foundation funds 78 new ideas. And they've since changed the headline that they had up last week on this. But if you go through the 78 grants, here's the Seattle Times. Bill Gates funds covert vaccine nanotechnology. And it says the foundation's funding a sterilization program using ultrasound at men's genitals. One of the things they're funding is a nanotech vaccine that's just sprayed on you or sprayed in the air or through mosquitoes. And that's not the issue. I mean, that's part of it. It's that I've learned in the last decade, I'm going to print up some of these. I actually did print some there in the stack over the weekend and cover it Sunday. They have these pharmacological crops where the rice or other plants that you eat have live viruses in it. And I'm sure you've seen the headlines, new vaccine to cure drug use, to cure cocaine, to cure drinking, to cure cigarettes, to cure depression. And then you read it, and I've had medical doctors on about this, live viruses then go into the brain and destroy the neurons that could accept cocaine or heroin or nicotine. Now, those neurons and those receptors are there to take on normal chemicals that are in your body. Like when you get the date with the bombshell girl that you're in love with, and you know, you get this endorphin feeling when she says, yeah, I'll go out on a date with you. And then you get an even bigger endorphin rush 2 years later when she says, yes, I'll marry you. You get an even bigger endorphin rush when that healthy baby gets born. No more. But the issue here is then they'll have drugs that replace that, but they've also got studies about release viruses they can even spray on you, where it then attacks the aggression centers and basically makes you a zombie. And this is where they're really going. They're already drugging your water. They're already drugging our food. There is no limit to what they'll do, and they're doing it all out in the open now. So I'll cover that Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and back Monday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Great job with the crew this week and all the informative guests we've had on, from Ron Paul to you name it. More huge guests coming up next week. We'll see you Sunday. Have a great weekend and a safe holiday on Monday. Take care. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.